أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to another installment of Living the Quran through the Living Quran. And in this series, we've been going over chapter number 36, Surah Yasin, also known as the heart of the Quran. Today in our discussion, we want to look at two verses, verses number 20 and verse number 21. And to continue on in the story of the three messengers had been brought to a city and who had been entering into dialogue and discussion with the people of that city. In our last discussion where we left off, the inhabitants of that town had accused these messengers of God of being bringing about bad luck, bad fortune to their town because of them coming with this message. And the messengers of God, as we recall in our previous discussion, told the people that this bad luck that you're facing, these bad things that are happening to you, are nothing to do with us as messengers of God. Rather, whatever bad is happening is because of your own deeds, your own actions. Don't blame the goodness that we are bringing to you. And so, in the context of this, in the light of this discussion that's been happening, we look at the two verses for today and to see what is going to now transpire to this town. Before we go into that brief commentary and the more importantly, the points which we want to take home and to derive from these two verses for today, let us have a listen to the Arabic and to the English translation. And then we'll come back and take a few lessons from these verses of Surah Yasin, in which Allah says the following.
وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ
Now, there came a man running from the farthest end of the town. He said, O my people, follow the messengers. Follow those who ask no reward from you and who are following the right path. Now, if we've been following this story, it's building up, you know, like the story is continuously building and building and building. It began about a town, and then two messengers came to the town, and then God strengthened those two with a third messenger. And then they began to discuss and dialogue with the people of the city. And then the people of the city or the town began to argue and to place all of the blame of the problems of society on these messengers of God. And now we see another part of the story, right? And if we can picture this in our heads, the town is there. The inhabitants are there. The three messengers are there. And now God says a man came running from the furthest part, from the farthest part of the city. Maybe from another town, from another village, from the end part of the city. Maybe it was a large, as we mentioned in the beginning, it must have been a large city because it was a important hub of commerce and business and transaction. And so somehow this individual found out about the prophets and he is a believer in God. He goes and as Allah says, he runs to the community, he runs to the people, he runs to the messengers, to where they are. And this man says, O my people, believe in what these messengers have brought. Not only does he say that should they believe in the messages that these messengers have brought, but he tells them that follow these people because they're not asking you any reward. They're not asking you for any payment. There's no cash that has to be exchanged. They're giving you guidance for free. They don't want anything from you. They just want you to believe and to change your lives and to make yourselves better people, a better community, a better society. And so now it's becomes almost a battleground. On one side you have the people of the town, on the other side you have the three messengers of God, and now you have this individual coming in between and trying to tell his community members to accept the message, telling them to accept what these prophets are giving because they're not here for their own personal benefit. They're not making money off of it. They're not being paid to convey this message. As for our takeaway messages, what can we learn from this incident of this man intervening? There's multiple points. We'll try to summarize them into a few. One of them is the fact that supporting the truth has no limits or borders or boundaries. That you may be from another culture, another village, another town, another city, another country, But if you can support the truth, then we have to do that. And it doesn't matter how many people are on the path of the truth, as the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, would say, that don't be afraid of the scarcity of people who are on the path of the truth. Even if one person is there, then that is still the path of the truth. And if a million people are on the path of falsehood and are on the path of deviation, just because they are the majority, it doesn't mean that they are right. They are still deviants, even if there's a million. And even if there's one person on the path of the truth, he's still on the path of truth. Another point which we can derive is that to stand on the part on the path of the truth and to speak the truth, it requires a deep, burning passion inside an individual and a desire and a hope to bring about change. No desire to attain a title or a status or to get paid large sums of money to deliver a message. No, those are never considerations of the men and women of God. It is only that desire to convey the message which bites at them and wants them and pushes them to want to make a change within their societies. And therefore, as another point to keep in mind, is that having sincerity in propagating of the faith is one of the key ingredients required to be a successful individual. A person should never expect the communities to pay them for delivering the messages of God. They should never be doing it for the money, for the sake of having a title or money or power or popularity. If it's not based on sincerity, then it will not have an impact. It will emanate out of the mouth. It'll go into the ears of the listener, into one ear and out the other. But if done with sincerity, as we see in Surah Yasin, that this will hopefully have a better impact on the hearts and the minds of the individuals. And last but not least is that in order to be a guide, in order to guide people, the person themselves have to be guided. They themselves have to be on the path and know what guidance is to be able to give guidance to others, because you cannot give what you don't have. We close and we ask God to give us the ability to better understand these verses and to learn how to implement them in our day-to-day lives. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.